What's up, everybody? This is Cash.
This is Bass.
Boozer.
This is Feeve Boogie.
And this is J.E.
And you're listening to the High Life Show. Check us out.
Yo, yo, what's going on, PDX? What's going on, Internet? This is Feeve Boogie. And if you're hearing my voice, that means it's the High Life Show time. today I have with me... not Big Boozer. He's the one who's not with us. Big Boozer isn't here today, but we have everyone else. My guy, J.E., Love and Motherfucking Bass. And, of course, Cash, a.k.a. Spock Dollar Sign, is here. So hope everyone's been all right. Hope everyone's been doing good. Today is Sunday, January the 24th. The Lord Day. Hope you're doing all right. It's weird though, isn't it? Like January is always like the longest fucking month of the year. It feels like it's been like 2 months as opposed to just one. Am I the only one who feels that way?
Yeah, I agree.
It always feels like
for me.
Yeah. You must have been a busy man, Jay.
Yeah, on vacation. That's why.
I'm on vacation. Yeah, exactly. I'm going back to fucking school, so that shit was nothing.
When it start back up for you, like next week or something?
2-1, yeah. Well, week after, February 1st, Black History Month,
motherfucker. They need to give us January as a fucking Black History Month because that feels like the longest fucking month.
You know, so they give us the King shortest. Day too.
I think Bill Burr had a said about that. Like we should get June. It's warm. You know.
Yeah. Something with warm weather. You know what I mean? Give us more really reason to get out there.
You don't get a Black History Parade because it's cold. We need a warm weather month.
I agree. I totally agree with that, Cash. I totally agree with that. But yeah, how you motherfuckers doing? Bass, what's up with you, bro? Howard, like, in fact, you are the main person we should ask how they're fucking doing. You know. So how the fuck are you right now, brother?
I'm doing fine. That's it.
Yeah.
Got a corona test today.
Good. Good. Negative, I presume, since you're on the chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah. Congrats to you, my friend.
Last days. It's going down.
You're gonna wither away and rise anew, like a phoenix. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Rise from the ashes, a better man than you were before. Don't be afraid. Go into the light.
Go into the light. That's right.
Nah, man, I'm happy for you, brother. Real shit. Jay, what's up with you, man? We were talking about, you know, I think you're dreading the days at this point to going back to school and all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah, man. I'm still doing clinical though. It's like I only had 1 week off, like for real, like nothing. So other than that, you know, it's just been more of the usual. It was nice to have some time off though. But I know when school starts back up, that all that time that I had, that shit's gone. Just studying. That's it. That's all I'm gonna be doing is studying. But I'm not gonna bring people down. It's a Thursday when they're listening to us. This is a beautiful thing, man. Let's keep it
beautiful
going.
Beautiful thing. Keep it going. And on the bright side, right. You're out there saving lives, man. So more power to you, brother. What's that you drinking? I like the I like the cup.
My cup is rusted. Yours is still.
The Wild Bills? I take care of this. We had some fly soda when we went to Made in America, man. This was like specialty soda from Wild Bills. But I got some flavored water in here right now, man, because I can't drink the water straight sometimes. So you got to mix it with the package. You know how you do it?
Got to flavor it up a little bit. Nothing wrong with that. Sprinkle a little something in there.
There you go.
A little spice in it. You heard?
Yeah. That's right.
Cash, what the fuck is going on?
Nothing. Still in the process of moving. I feel like I'm the slowest mover of all time. So...
Oh shit, going man! I think you're moving pretty quick if you ask me, because like 1 week you were just, you know, chilling, and then the next week we found out you bought a fucking compound out there.
Well, apparently, no. Well, here is fucking nuts because, like, if you're trying to buy a place, like, you gotta come at asking or a little above because so many people, because they're trying to take advantage of the interest.
Glamorous. Yeah.
So
it's a buyer's market right now.
Yes. So I had to act swiftly. Unfortunately, I like to take my time with things. you know, but it is what it is. Looking forward to it, I guess, new space. So the recording studio will change. Yeah, and then
besides, new dibs.
Yes, yes. Besides that, I got to get my COVID test scheduled. So the bitch ass place, fuck you, Curative. Y'all fuck me up.
I gotta book mine too. I gotta book mine too for the listeners. We'll be the collective will be coming together soon. So to be in person, so we have to get our Rona tests and all that shit. Because something like we kind of alluded it a minute ago when we were talking about when I was talking to Bass, but you know, something bittersweet is going to happen very soon. So we all have to get our Rona tests and all of that.
Agreed.
But nah, man, that's what's up. That's what's up. Congratulations once again on securing a new hideout. It's always a good feeling, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. One of, you know, likewise, it's bittersweet. You know, you never want to spend money.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you, man.
Yeah, I genuinely dislike that shit, but it's, you know, a necessary evil, like eating vegetables.
Well, you know, they have things that supplement it, you know what I mean? Like, instead of, like, there's supplements out there, like, when I can't get access to vegetables readily, it's not really readily accessible to me. Like, there's, like, this superfood mix that I have that has, like, a bunch of different vegetables in there, and allegedly, like, it's the equivalent of eating, you know, I guess a couple of, you know,
green pill.
Yeah, not the green. I mean, those too, but like it's like a powder that you could put in either water, or they recommend almond milk or whatever, and it has a bunch of, like, you know, vegetable intake, spirulina and fucking wheatgrass and all the et ceteras and all of that stuff, and it tastes like chocolate milk, so it's a lot better going down. I'll share it with you.
Cool.
You know, for those who don't like chewing on leaves.
Oh, and also shout out to Chick-fil-A. I bought a gallon of lemonade yesterday. You know the vibes.
That shit got crack in it, dog. It's so good.
It's delicious. The real ones know.
If you know, you know. Them damn chocolate chunk cookies, oh my God. Them shit's delicious.
Yo, they giving out brownies now?
I saw Yeah, man.
Son. Lord. It's good shit, man.
I can see it now. I can see it now. We get on one of our planet calls. His fucking Cash's head is down like this. He's like, what the fuck is he doing? He comes up with a bunch of chocolate around his fucking mouth. He like scratches his neck and shit. No, I'm kidding, man. That shit, everything they make is good, though.
Like, yeah, it's not amazing, but it's better than what it should be for a fast food place. So I highly recommend that. Sponsor the show, Chick-fil-A.
That's right.
Also, to listeners, be sure to contribute to Shady Pines Patreon and the Cash App for the show. $1 Cash Brooklyn.
Do that last one if you guys want, because we may or may not see the collective may or may not see that money. You know what I'm saying? This guy's he's a known hoarder. He's a known fucking hoarder. Nah, I'm kidding, man. Yeah, man, I'm doing okay myself. Like, it's been a good, pretty good, productive week. Works went well. Had a pretty relaxing weekend. Checked out the fight. I'll talk about that in a second. You know, found, like, well, this is the second time I've been there, but like there's a nice bar in Pont City Market here in Atlanta. But it has like good music, man. Like, it has, like, I'm an old, like, it's funny. Like, coming up, I never really listened to like rap like that, but now I find myself like appreciating like some of the old school shit that I hear from when I was coming up. So this bar has like a lot of that music. Kind of going to what you posted last week, JE, about like the power of nostalgic music. So anyway, I found a bar. Well, we found a bar out there in Pond City Market that I'm pretty fond of now. It has like exceptional rum options as well. So good week all together. And you know, we're wrapping it up. I guess, you know, however you deem like it's Sunday being like the start of the week or the end of the week. So I'm either wrapping up or getting the week started on a good foot. You know, but glad to hear everybody's doing all right. And I hope you guys out there in listener world are doing good yourselves. But yeah, man, let's go ahead and get right into it. Like I said, I one of the things I did yesterday, I checked out the big UFC fight with Conor McGregor and Dustin Poirier. And it's funny, man, like I got a little frustrated at first, not because of the fight, but because of the fucking place I was watching it at. Like, they had the wrong fucking fight on. they had like these old replay fights from UFC. UFC has like a UFC fight pass. So they were showing that shit. I'm like screaming at the bartenders. I'm like, that is not the fucking fight. Change it. Put it on ESPN Plus. That's not the goddamn fight. And they're looking at me like I'm speaking a fucking different language. Like they look at me like I'm a fucking Martian or whatever. So I sit there for a little while, and then I get up and go. Went over to like my neck of the woods and was able to watch it. Good scrap. Like the undercard fights were tremendous, but there was a big upset, man. McGregor got knocked out, well, TKO in the second round. It was crazy. Like in the first round, he was doing good. He was like, catching him with his signature left hand and all that stuff. He kept the fight up, like standing up. You know what I mean? He even did like that shoulder shit that he did like against Cowboy and whatever. But the other guy, Dustin Poirier, like he fought like an intelligent fight. He kept, because it's like you're not going to beat Conor standing up. Like he's a great striker, and from an MMA perspective, you know what I mean? So you're not going to beat him standing up. So you got to like wear him down somehow. So he took his legs from him. Like he kept getting him with these calf kicks. You could hear that shit. Sound like two bricks clinking each other or whatever. So like you can see him like favoring it after a while, and like that slowed him down. And then Poirier was able to like catch him with a couple combinations up against the cage and TKO. It was crazy, man. Yeah, it was crazy. And like Conor was, he had some momentum going. Like he had beat Cowboy, like I said, coming back. But I think, in my opinion, I feel like it's like a combination of a bunch of things. I think the hunger is still there for him and all that stuff, but it's not the same. The man been made tens of millions, probably, he's probably worth $100 million or more at this point. You know what I'm saying? Has a family, don't have to worry about money no more. So I think subconsciously that does something to you as a fighter. You know what I mean? And some guys can keep it up. The Floyds of the world can keep it going for a long time, but not everyone can. And so I think it's that. And I think it's, also, inactivity. Cash, what say you?
So, when I saw someone say that about Floyd, it's just another testament to how, I guess, good he is, because they're saying that they don't know if Conor really cares that much anymore. But the fact that Floyd made millions, damn near billions, and he still actually cares.
Right.
And then someone actually put a quote saying, a video of Floyd saying, people aren't the same after I beat them physically and mentally. And then it just shows that, he beat Conor, and then subsequently thereafter, they're not the same guy. But I think that's just more so happenstance and age. Conor didn't wear a mask. Wear a fucking mask, people. Thank you.
Wear a fucking mask. That's right. But I would say, like, to that last point, I think it's more so happenstance than it being a Floyd effect. Because you could take someone like Canelo Alvarez, who, like, pretty much got way better after he lost to Floyd. You know what I'm saying? So, you can either learn from it, like my man Thanos says, learn from it, but it all becomes the same. What do you think, Jay? What you thought about all this?
Well, I didn't see the actual fight, so I just saw some of the highlights and that knockout, man. He went to sleep. It wasn't no Nate Robinson go to sleep, but he went to sleep. And you know what? I feel like Conor is very entertaining. At the end of the day, people, no matter what, they're going to show up to kind of see him fight. They like the entertaining aspect. But I don't know, when it comes to any kind of combat sports, after you lose a specific amount of time, people get, tired of seeing you losing. They want to see somebody else, right? So I don't know if he's going to go to, I don't know if he's going to go to Ronda Rousey route and, go WWE with it, because, dude is kind of entertaining. But, I don't know what the next thing is for him, because that Floyd fight, he did make a lot of money off that Floyd fight. Is he going to start fighting outside of MMA and fight boxers? Is he going to go strictly entertainment? I feel like he still has a lot of different things going on. But as far as MMA, if he can't bounce back from this one, then it might be his curtains for him.
I totally agree, bro. Like you hit the nail on the head. Like he has a lot of options available to him. Like you said, he can go to the WWE. The guy's a natural talker, so like his promos in the WWE be fucking tremendous. I would watch it. I would start watching WWE again just to see him talk shit to all of them. You know what I mean? And probably fly off the script, because a lot of their promos are like scripted these days. And he'd be like, "Fuck that! I want to say what I want." I'm working on my Conor McGregor impression.
I was going to say, was that Irish English? What
was
that?
Something in between. I agree with you also on the point that he has to make a decision at this point what he wants to do, because, at that level, within the MMA, like it's more common for MMA fighters to have, a bunch of wins and then a loss or whatever. It's a lot more different. And like, unlike boxing, it's a lot more you have to prepare for. But I still agree, like at this stage in his career, you know, you might be getting to the point of diminishing returns, and like, you know, you just your future is secure. So and that future being secure to the level it is for him is it affects people differently. You know what I mean? So he needs to figure out what he wants to do next and just take some time to think about it. Like last night, he was sound to be very gung ho about having a rubber match fight, like a third fight between him and the guy who just knocked him out, Dustin Poirier, because they did fight back in 2014. And I think Conor knocked him out. Now Dustin knocked him out, and Dustin's been like on a rampage since then. The only guy he's lost to since like this most recent resurgence is Habib, you know. And that's another thing. Like they're talking about that now too. They're talking about Habib returning and all that stuff. But I don't know because
long live Habib.
Right, yeah. Man. Like, and he seems like a guy that like I said what I said and I meant what I meant. You know what I mean? When I say it, I mean it and all that. Like him when he lost his dad, he's like he can't do it with him no more. Yeah. But he was talking his shit though on Twitter last night. He said this is what happens when you fire all your. He's talking about Conor losing. Like he said, this is what happens when you fire your trainers and replace, you know, all the sparring partners who made you a champion or whatever. So he talking his shit or whatever. And then Conor was like, well, you're retired. You don't have no right to be talking shit. If you want to talk shit, you need to come back in here and do something. So I think Conor's still gonna fight him. And I'm like, you got a death wish, dog. Like you want to get choked out again? Because that's what's gonna happen. Habib don't miss, dog. Habib reckoned in New York. I think he's like 29-0 or something like that.
Yeah,
that
and correct me if I'm wrong, Steve. Did not Khabib jump through over the octagon?
Yeah.
He climbed over.
Listen, like his name, his nickname is apropos as a motherfucker. Like they call him the Eagle. And after, like you're absolutely right. After he choked fucking McGregor out in that fight, he hopped on the fucking cage and like his arms was out like this, and he swooped down and kicked the shit out of somebody. That's like how you pick up fish out of the fucking river and all of that, you know? So I'm not fucking with him. Like, you know, like leave that man alone. You should be happy that he retired or whatever. But you know. It was a good night of fights last night, man. I really enjoyed it. It'll be interesting to see where Conor goes next from here. But yeah, like what's going on in the NBA? Like anybody been following? Nah, not really.
I've been following the Nets.
Oh yeah.
I saw the game where it was the Beard and Durant when they won that game. I know they lost when Kyrie came and they were playing the Cavs. Because Sexton went off and
I think he went for like 42 that night and they beat them in like I think double OT or some shit.
And then the Cavs, I think they played the Cavs again and lost.
Yeah.
And I think
the Cavs got their number.
I think it was just that time. I think it was just the Beard and Kyrie that time. But I think they played Miami and I think they beat Miami.
Okay. Okay.
In a very slim margin. So yeah.
So who would you think? All right. I mean, it is very early, too early on. Like they have, I mean, as great as players as these three guys are, you know, you still have to develop that synergy or whatnot. Right. But if you had to pick one base, like what guy right now seems to be the weak link? You know what I mean? Who would you say that is? Kyrie?
Kyrie.
And why you say Kyrie?
Specifically from a defensive standpoint. Like that's what I see. Not scoring wise. Yeah, he can give you 30, 35, 40 points a game. But defensive wise, like yeah, he's shorter than the rest than Durant and the Beard. And he just kind of gives up that on defense. So I mean, I think they'll get it together. It's gonna take some time, but
yeah.
They need to stagger. They'll figure it out though.
They'll figure it out. Kyrie, you need to fucking get it together though. Listen, I'm not a fan of the fucking Beard coming to the fucking Nets, but now that he's here, we need to secure that fucking championship for Brooklyn. So you need to get your fucking shit together.
He got
that
shit some together. Sage. Don't worry.
Yeah.
He's balling out.
Okay.
Suck.
Okay, so so Cash is saying it's the fat man. He's saying it's fucking Mark Henry Jr. and shit. So you better, Beard, you better get that shit together. I don't give a fuck. Y'all, it sound like KD is the most solid one, which makes the most sense.
There you go.
But
he's not the problem.
You know, he's not the problem, but it's more so the fucking, it's these fucking prima donnas, fucking Harden and Kyrie. I need to get y'all shit together. I'm not a fan, like I said, I'm not a fan of you motherfuckers like joining up like that to have a big three, but y'all there, it's Brooklyn, and our country need a fucking championship, you heard? So figure that shit out sooner rather than later.
Please do, amen.
They all dropped. They all dropped decent numbers, though. I'm looking at the stat line. Kyrie had 28 last night. Oh, James Harden only had 12, but he had 11.
Say it again.
Seven boards.
Say it again.
He only had 12 points. Yes.
How many three pointers did he make?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not looking that specific. But he played 38 minutes. He had 12 points, 11 assists, 7 rebounds. And Durant had 31, 4, and 4. So, yeah.
Harden, we have big numbers. Got 12 points. America, that means you suck.
Basketball is not just about scoring.
But he had 11 assists, though. You got even respect for that. And he had 7 boards. So,
Base, you raise a good point, though. It isn't always about scoring. Like, you have other roles to play on a team. Like, look at somebody like Draymond Green, right? Like, he's more so known for his defense and, you know, kind of being like that locker room leader and that bitch. And, you know, just you know, getting the younger players, like, in line and all that shit. Did y'all see that he got a fucking, like, he got ejected because the ref was talking to, because the ref thought he was talking shit to him, but he was really talking about young boy Wiseman. Yeah, he's talking to Wiseman. Like, he's trying to, like, I mean, it could be a double-edged sword when you do that shit. Like, when you have, like, an older player on the team, like, yelling at you all the fucking time. But it seems like he's really trying to help him out. But the ref thought he was talking to him. So he's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yes, he did have 11 assists, but he also was 0 for 5 from the three-point line. And he had 6 turnovers.
See, the thing with the Nets right now, is kind of like the Warriors. Like, when people go to play the Warriors, they put on their A game.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah.
The teams are gonna score way more than they usually do, so like they gotta get it together as far as their defense.
But I guess, Base, are you more impressed? I guess what matters to you more, losing back to back to the Cavs or beating a Miami Heat team?
Beating a Miami Heat team.
Yeah, they're defending Eastern Conference champions.
I just want people to hear.
The Cavs won't make it. The Cavs won't make it. They'll win a couple games here and there, like, oh, cool, but. They'll get drowned out as the season goes along.
Yeah.
Just give everybody time to gel, you know?
Right. You got to give time. You know, you got to ease it on in there.
Anybody paying attention to my guy Zion? I know we was talking about him, like, in the summertime and everything else. Anybody watching how he doing?
No.
I just saw a couple highlights. But
I've been watching the games. He's still bullying people, man. He's only like 6'7" or 6'8". Yeah. I think I don't listen to that. But he's like 284.
So
he gets down there and he just starts moving people around. I've been seeing him knocking people out the screen, and it's wild, man. He doesn't really have any moves yet. Like, if he had moves, I'm telling you, this guy would be unstoppable. But he's just like brute force right now. He's just moving people. Like, it's I don't know. It's amazing to watch, man. He's not putting up crazy numbers. I think he's averaging like 18 a game or whatever, but he's also averaging probably a double-double. He's getting all the rebounds and whatnot. And he can pass pretty well. His three-point shot, it's not really there. But, you know, once he starts to develop his game, Zion's going to be a real problem, man.
Yeah, it's a fucking man-child and shit, just throwing people around, playing prison ball and shit like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But no, it seems like, I mean, from what you're saying, it seems like he has it together now. Like, he knows how to run now. They had to teach this crazy motherfucker how to run to stop busting out his sneakers and twisting his knees. He still can't run. He's still doing like that dolphin thing that he does.
Yeah, he's like,
popping around and all that shit.
Yeah, he still does that.
You better get it together. Them knees, you gotta worry about them knees in the long run. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, interesting landscape. I think from what I've been seeing, like, the Lakers are still doing okay. The Clippers, I think, are really doing their thing right now. Yeah.
Paul George is actually playing. But this always happens, right? This always happens.
They're like a front runner.
What happens is Paul George is really good up until, like, playoff time, and he just drops off. Like, he just disappears. Yeah. But maybe it'll change this year. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Wishful thinking.
Yeah.
Keep things interesting. Well, yeah. Lots of stuff going on in the sports world. Anything else we want to talk about sports related before we move on? Nah. Well, let's get into world news and all that shit. So, luckily, there was a peaceful transition of power here within the United States, and our new president, Joseph R. Biden Jr., was inaugurated on January the 20th. And to be even more important than that, Kamala Harris was sworn in as the first female VP. First Black and South Asian female VP. So shout out to her. So shout out to her. It's inspirational to young women and women in general everywhere, man. It was a beautiful thing to see. You know what I mean? It's funny. Like, it's like the fucking Simpsons predict everything. Like, once when that happened, like a picture was circulating around. I think in one Simpson episode, Lisa became the president. But like, she had on like this purple jacket with pearls, and fucking Kamala had on the same thing when she got sworn in. So it's like, it seems like they loosely or like right on the money predict every fucking Simpsons thing.
Y'all got aliens. This is too much shit, man.
Yeah. The shit is scary.
Art imitates life, my ass. They have something going on there, because that's like their 19th thing that it's been like damn near accurate.
It's crazy. It's insane. It's like they predict everything. Like, I don't know. Like one of the fucking writers is like somebody from the future. He's just having fun here fucking with us and all that. But no. So yeah, it was a great thing to see. I think somebody had on some Dior ones too, right?
Yeah.
Did y'all peep that?
Yeah, the legend.
Who had him on?
Kamala's nephew-in-law.
Okay. Shout out to you, sir.
I think his name is Nicholas. I won't even attempt his last name. But his name is Nicholas. His first name is Nicholas. So
yeah. shout out to Nicholas.
Wear your grails. Wear your grails. Right. If I was getting inaugurated, it would be some Space Jam 11. So I understand, my brother. I understand.
You goddamn right. He embodies like our high and low lives fucking, you know, motto here. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you in some high end shit, but you won't forget where you come from. You know what I mean? Gotta rock the Jordans. So I was feeling that shit.
If he had a durag and a cane, it would be too much. I felt like
yeah, you can't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classy enough. Yeah.
Like, who's this fucking hoodlum? Nah, it was dope to see. I like how they did it. And everything. It was a nice inauguration. You know what I mean? Especially with the pandemic going on, they made it work. And Mr. 45, Mr. Agent Orange, that motherfucker's out of here. But before he left, he did some shit, man. He did like a lot of presidential pardons. And I think the most notable ones, at least, were he got Steve Bannon's bitch ass out of there. He should have left him in there. But I guess he had to, you know, I think they had a problem. They had like a falling out when, you know, after everything happened. And I think
he called Ivanka and his kid stupid as shit.
Hey, it's not wrong. They're not wrong. it was interesting to see that he pardoned him. Maybe because Bannon has some dirt on him or whatever, and he's like, all right, look, you want me to be quiet, and you don't want me to spill out any more beans. You better get me the fuck out of prison. So whatever. I'm indifferent about that whole bit. But he also pardoned Lil Wayne and Kodak Black too, right?
ZZ.
So that yeah, it looks like Lil Wayne got pardoned. I guess that probably explains that picture. I mean, I'm not trying to justify what he did or anything like that, but when your freedom's on the line, I guess you're willing to do a lot of things, you know what I mean, to stay out of it.
Shout out to the killer Joe Exotic. Hold your head up, my boy. Hold your head up.
And that was like the biggest thing people were expecting. Well, I think Joe Exotic was expecting to get out of there, so much so that he had like a makeup artist. Like, I think like his legal team arranged for him to have like this big ass SUV monster truck limo waiting outside the prison for him, and all the fucking Crayola people to fix his face up and shit. he was ready to get back out here and be styling and profiling, but Trump said, "Ah, fuck you, homie." So I think now he's pushing for Biden to give him a presidential pardon. I think I saw some headline earlier today. I don't know how true it is, so don't mark my words, but yeah. He said something to the effect that he's too gay and too something else.
He's a murdering motherfucker. He tried to kill her. Don't get me wrong, not like he shouldn't have, but he did try.
Yeah, murder is murder. Attempted murder is attempted murder.
And he killed
murder.
Them animals, and you know how they feel about killing animals.
I know I feel like
the murder cause, like if you watch the documentary Tiger King on Netflix, he had made up cause to do what he did towards Miss Baskins. But then when they found he was killing tiger cubs, that's it. People were ready to put him under jail for that. They didn't care about Carol Baskin's life. It was about he's in jail for them tiger cubs, if I'm not mistaken. And the murder. Probably more so the murder.
Probably, right. Didn't you guys said he was gonna donate some money if he got out of jail? Kodak was gonna donate like $1 million.
Yeah, he said that.
To what organization?
You just gotta check out Last Day Out. He put that track out. Check that out.
That was his donation.
I don't
He donated for real?
He donated $50K while he was in. I don't know if he donated since. So I wouldn't.
That boy just trying to get out of prison. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man.
I respect it. No, opportunist.
Well, he's in jail.
He could have stayed. No offense.
Yeah, no, he's out, but the motherfucker might be going right back in because he's facing a very serious sexual assault charge, I think, in South Carolina or something like that. And I think that, like, so, like, the pardon, this is how it works, apparently. Like, the pardon excuses you at the federal level, right? Like, if you have a federal, you know, if you have a federal conviction and you're in jail, the president can pardon you, you're good. But if you have a pending state case or something like that, that don't mean shit. And I think, like, the DAs and all that out there in South Carolina, like, look, we're gonna, you know, pursue this case very aggressively too. And if the allegations are true, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? You got to keep your shit in your pants. Don't be like, what's that motherfucking Denmark cartoon we was talking about last week?
Joe Dillerman.
You can't be a Joe Dillerman out here. You can't be a dick man out here. You know what I'm saying? You gotta need some tact. That
respect
shit ain't cool.
Yourself and respect others. Thank you.
You're goddamn right, man. So I'm all for it. That motherfucker did it. He need to go back to jail.
Shit.
But speaking of somebody, you know, getting people who need to be in jail, motherfucking Attorney General of Kentucky, Daniel Cameron, the grand jurors are fighting to, you know, to file a petition to have him impeached from his current position. Which I'm totally for, because he handled that fucking Breonna Taylor case like a racist asshole. Ain't that right, Cash?
Yeah, I'm just, let's keep the positive vibes going and just celebrate. Hopefully this man don't got a job by the end of the year. You are an asshole, sir. A complete and utter asshole.
Getting fucking haircuts and supercuts. What the fuck is wrong with you? That alone will get you 15 fucking years in prison. You understand me?
Yeah, the fact that all they were charged with were shooting the wall, it just shows the lack of respect you have for human life. So what you get. The world is round. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't even know you could get impeached from that job. So I guess you get appointed to that job.
I think you're elected.
I guess any public, you know, office you can, I guess you could get impeached from. We unfortunately don't have our legal and political correspondent here, but I don't mock. I'm saying that to say, you know, don't take what I say as absolute fact.
Do your own research.
There you go. Believe half of what you see and none of what you heard. You heard? But moving right along. So then local news, kind of, sort of. It was like some funny shit. Like apparently, like this guy stole like this lady's car, this mother's car, but left the child. But the, like when he stole a car, he realized that the child was still in the car or whatever. And then he returned it and left a note saying, "Hey, you fucking mangy such and such, like you left your fucking child. Like be a better fucking parent. I know I'm a crook. I know I'm a fucking thief or whatever, but I ain't leaving my child in the goddamn car. You know what I'm saying?" So there is like that. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no honor amongst thieves. Maybe there is honor among certain thieves. So I kind of want to put him in a class of human section, but not really, because he'd still fucking try to take a car. So.
Yeah, that sounds like a Portland. It happened in Beaverton at a meat market, but it sounds like something that would happen here. Like, I'm a thief, but you need to be a better parent. Take your child and still take your car.
There's levels. There's levels with everything in life. You know, there's levels. Like, I just wanted a car. I wasn't trying to be no kidnapper. Now you're putting extra charges on me. You know what I mean?
Going for meat and a gallon of milk, you're gonna leave your fucking kid in there. She says, I think the quote she said was, "As moms, we get really busy and we think we're just running in for a second, and this is just a perfect example of just letting our guards down and how terrible it could have ended." What the fuck you mean, let your goddamn
guard down? I've had a child.
You left your kid in a car
for 36 months. I've never left them in a car. Thank you.
I want to say that they should take the fucking kid away. I don't trust our ass. Because if you leave out there, like, you probably leave in a crib at night, too. Go get your fucking freak on, you dirty such and such. All alleged. Don't come suing us. I don't have no money, so you need to fuck alone. So Australia to kill a fucking racing pigeon that crossed Pacific from Oregon? Yeah. So what the fuck? Like they don't want I guess like an infestation of fucking pigeons in Oregon.
So there's a two part to this story, right? Apparently they think a bird, someone's racing pigeons for whatever reason, and it had a band on its leg that said it was from Oregon. Australia deemed it to be a disease risk, so they were going to kill the bird. So people were like, no, no, you can't kill a bird, it's just a bird. Then apparently it turns out that the band on the leg was counterfeit, so it's not from Oregon. So now they would have killed that bird for nothing. So last I've checked, the bird is safe and sound, I think.
Okay, this is good news, but it's like, yes. this is like kind of what we were talking about before with the tigers and Joe Exotic. It's like they take so much more care to, you know, verify not killing a fucking pigeon. And fucking people of diversity and color and all that shit are killed indiscriminately in the streets by cops all the fucking time.
Well, right. Australia is they were deeming it like a threat to their food and wildlife due to the disease that it can have. Because back in 2015, Johnny Depp tried to bring in two dogs, and they were gonna do the same thing to his dog. So like they don't play any games, the government there. Like they're not trying to have any problems with their wildlife and or food system.
I guess so. They don't need anything more crazy. Yeah. Like, have you seen some of the shit from Australia? Like, it's like all types of nightmare creatures that live out there. Man.
Kangaroos? Yeah, that's not a normal.
Not just kangaroos.
Some scary ass koalas.
Yeah, like the fucking snakes and the spiders and all types of shit. It's like every time I see something wild, like some shit I've never seen before, it stems from Australia.
Yeah, marsupials and.
Tasmanian devil players.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, man. So, you know,
shit ain't safe down under, you heard.
Right. I mean, that's why Crocodile Dundee needed that big ass fucking knife he had. This was a noise. But yeah, so a lot of, you know, alarming but not so alarming shit coming out of Portland and Oregon, man. So shout out to y'all as always, and we all like we always say, we appreciate the support that y'all show the show. So Appreciate that. Moving right along here, man. So entertainment-wise, fucking Dave Chappelle caught the Rona, man, and I'm fucking scared. Like, what? Not Dave. I mean, he's a heavy smoker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, you know, and it's not just weed. It's like he smokes a lot of cigarettes and shit like that. So, you know, I'm pretty sure he has money. So, like, I think he's getting all the best care that he can and everything. But I think he was doing, like, comedy shows out in Austin, Texas, and he contracted it that way. Yeah, so.
Get that vaccine?
Yeah. Like, honestly, though, man, honestly, like, I mean, you're taking a big gamble, but it's like, if I'm relatively healthy and I don't have any pre-existing conditions, and I had to pick between getting the Rona or the vaccine, I'm picking the Rona. You know, and the I'm picking the Rona. I'm gonna get the Rona because like you can recover from it. You can what I'm getting at here is like once you have the antibodies, it lasts a lot longer than they're saying that this fucking vaccine lasts or whatever, you know. Yeah.
I don't know if that's accurate.
The Rona could have neurological damage and breathing problems for the rest of your life. Like I'd rather just take my chance.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I take my fucking chance.
These are the thoughts of Feeve and no one else's on the High Life show. This is Feeve's position.
That's fine.
Like, this motherfucker crazy. But yeah, no,
I think it depends on what strain you get or how high of a viral load you get.
Yeah, that's true too. That's very true. Very motherfucking true. But yeah. Gotta be careful out here. Yeah. Dave, you better get well soon. And anyone listening to the show, don't take my stance on the Rona and all that. Definitely get the vaccine. Don't try and catch Corona to get immunity.
If that's not the way to go. On your heart, go fucking do it. You know, there's resources out here. If you think you could survive, go catch it.
Hey man, you take your own advice. How about that? Whatever you want to do is on you. You know, you can take a different approach if you want, man. There's science out there, so you can believe in that if you want. Yeah. or you can believe in your own opinion, which is fine too. Either way, it works for me.
Let's politically correct. Your opinion is wrong. If you go outside and don't protect yourself, you will catch that shit. All right, and don't be surprised.
We'll get it.
And don't raise my taxes because your dumb ass don't understand science. Thank you.
Science.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, the Rona, man. The Rona's out there, man. Like, a lot of entertainers cast that shit. So Dave Chappelle caught it, I think, more recently. Like, well, you know, a little while back, Ashanti had caught the Rona too.
Yeah.
And it held up. It held up a versus or whatever. But I think like this past week they had it.
Yeah.
It was It was. I checked it out. Like my girl was watching it, so I was like listening to it in the background. It was pretty good. Like I think. I mean, when Keisha Cole finally fucking showed up. You know what I mean? She's like late for like an hour and a half or some shit like that.
Lauryn Hill Jr.
Yeah, for real. God damn, she was like, people was getting tight. But when she showed up, it turned out to be a good little like jam session. I think she won. Like I didn't know how many bangers she had. I mean, I love Ashanti songs and all that stuff because I'm from New York. But fucking Keisha Cole, she had a lot of bangers. And then did y'all see OC Genesis show up too?
I missed that.
Yeah, he showed up. I think he came in when she was singing Love, and like you know.
Oh, that's what that was. Yeah, oh, they pieced it up. That's
yeah, because nice. I think apparently like they had a problem. It's like I don't know how true this is, but like there's some allegation about how he sold drugs to a mom or whatever, or something like that. And people was like, how can you squash? How can you squash people? A motherfucker who sold drugs to your mom. I don't.
Again, see, that's not his problem. He didn't know.
I didn't know who that was. That
I'm your pusher.
Yeah.
I was like, who is this guy who keeps stealing the mic?
Yeah, that's it. I'm in love with the coke. That's him.
Yeah.
But
I guess he is the code.
Yeah. He wasn't just saying it. Allegedly.
Right. As long as he ain't getting high on his own supply.
Did you see it, Jay? Because you probably have a better catalog of R&B, because all the stuff that they were saying, I was like, I've never heard half of these songs.
I didn't see it. I saw snippets, like I was watching some stuff on YouTube or whatever. Yeah. Fee posted something. And I kind of clipped through some of it. But yeah, they got a lot of bangers, both of them, between them. I think as far as like hits, like charted hits, I don't know if Ashanti might edge Keisha out just on that. But as far as music and ability to sing, and I'm not trying to shade Ashanti, like vocally, Keisha Cole has like a better voice. And in my opinion, this is my opinion.
No, I agree. I do, yeah. I said that
a lot. But I like... Yeah, I like Ashanti's hits, though. I'll give you that. So I think it would have been close either way, but I could see Keisha Cole winning that,
Yeah.
She'd be holding them notes, man.
Oh, yeah. She got skills. I saw her live once, man. She was pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
Nice. Yeah, I saw her live. It was like a Valentine's Day show. It was
okay.
It was Keisha Cole, and it was Jagged Edge. It was pretty good. older school, it was in the middle, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was in the middle, but you know, I like both. Jagged Edge, come on, J.E., you gotta rock with them. Yeah. And then Keisha Cole, man, listen, she got hits like you guys said, so, you know, I'd have probably gave her the advantage anyway just because I saw her live and I think she can sing, actually, so.
Yeah.
No doubt. Agreed. I mean, it's always good to see it's always interesting to see the verses because it then makes you start thinking about, well, who else do we want to see go at it in the verses? And I think they was I think a lot of people were like rumoring around saying Travis Scott wanting to go against Future in the fucking verses. Like I think Future will fucking body him. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I'm not the biggest Future fan in the world. Closed. But yeah, but like you not come on though. Like Future off his features alone, son. Like he'll fucking start your ass. Like
you talking about hits? All my bitches, yeah.
I remember when I forgot if it was Made in America we went to or. One of those.
It's like, Governor's Ball.
Governor's Ball. Like sitting there, like, and he doesn't even finish the songs during his sets. He does like a minute or two, and the songs that he went through back to back to back to back. Like, you don't even realize how many hits he has until he does them all. So, like, yeah, it's gonna be a mismatch. Like
Future.
Yeah.
Hendrix, a bastion to toxic masculinity, and also a prolific fucking recording artist. You know what I mean? Right. Kind of goes into the quote that we had last week where we said, What was that quote Lil Wayne said? You can either be good or be good at it. I think that applies to him too, right? Right. Yeah.
No, because not to shit on Travis Scott because I love.
Oh yeah, I do.
Travis Scott's familiar.
I do too.
Stuff. Yeah. Franchise. I felt like the beat was harder than the song, but it is. That's just me personally. I'll down
he
that.
He is a producer, so that makes.
Yeah. Sense. Yeah, his beats. Because I think Travis's best song that's like a kill, because I view the verses as like kill, like the hits are like kill shots. Like if I play this, you can't respond back. I think like the thing I said in the chat, when Future plays March Madness, like what is Travis's March Madness?
Antidote.
Yeah. I was thinking Antidote, Sicko Mode, like what? Yeah, like
what's he got?
The new one with Young Thug.
Like he got. Don't get me wrong, he got hits. But it's not like. I have emotional attachments to March Madness because Chris Brown did a backflip on beat. And if you're not old enough to understand what I'm saying, you're not going to get what I'm saying.
Yeah. If you play Gucci flip flops, like
that's what I was about to say.
Like, Gucci clothes, turn bitch, it off.
It's some Gucci flip flops. Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it. Like around that time, that's like 2015 when I was like hanging out heavy and all that shit. Man, listen, every fucking Saturday, me and my boys go to Rolls Bar down like over there in Buckhead. Man,
don't it was a that shit.
Mm-hmm. but I fuck with Travis Scott too, though, man. Like, I mean, you know, of course the music, but he's doing a lot of deals. But he had put out like a little funny tweet a couple, like I think last week or something like that. He was like, that thing was wet this morning.
Amen, as it should be, on God.
Oh God.
Shit, a little bit of his personal life. I could appreciate that. Or it was TMI. Definitely was. But you know, I don't know who would be a good opponent for Future. Probably Chris Brown. I don't know. Like, but I mean, you're kind of crossing genres there too. But like, who would be able to stand up toe to toe against Future? Like, you know what I mean?
And that wise, Drake, because they got the amount of songs.
But then they got songs. With...
Yeah, they do. They do have songs with each other, but.
Yeah, but I think that's a good one. I think Drake against Future is a good one. Maybe Future against Lil Wayne, or Future against or Young Thug or something like that would probably
be Lil Wayne.
T.I. Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I can see Future and
T.I. Wayne.
T.I. wanted to go against 50.
T.I. Wayne will work.
Yeah.
50.
T.I. Wayne would be good. Shit, that'd be a fight. Them motherfuckers is fighting. 50 and Ja Rule?
Yeah. They 50 fight. And Ja Rule. What about my guy T-Pain? What happened? He can't battle nobody.
He did Lil Jon. T-Pain. He went against Lil Jon.
That was a wash. Lil Jon got hits out his ass.
I think T.I. and Plies would probably be a good one.
Plies got 9 songs respectfully.
Yeah.
True. He's put out
great 9 songs though.
Yeah. Those are bangers.
He could do a set
of the concert. Plies and Trick Daddy. I can see that.
Okay, that's a good one. That's a good one. Trick is the captain of the Eat a Booty Gang.
End point.
He is. He's gone on many shows talking about that shit. Him and Kevin Gates. They talk about that shit all the time.
He's like, well, Kevin Gates is one of those guys that's like too smart for his own good.
Yeah, absolutely is.
Oh, live breaking news. There's a fucking hailstorm out my window right now. I've never seen
it. Jesus Christ.
Oh, the big golf ball size ones?
No, they're like tiny little marbles.
Yeah, I can hear it.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Cash, go hide under the bed.
You get dents in your car.
Yeah, it's very scary, man.
Crack your windshield.
Yeah, can't sue nobody. Yeah, I don't even think you can get like an insurance claim for that shit.
The God probably. No, it was weird. Yeah, was down here fucking crazy, and the shit stopped.
Yeah, the weather is way more erratic when you go in the middle.
Yeah, Midwest and shit. Yeah. Southwest Midwest.
I know somebody in a car in the parking lot fucked up now. That's what.
I know when I moved to like the middle, like the Midwest, like I was like, oh, everyone has garages. That's so cool. That's not why. It's the block. It's the block. Yeah, shit.
Oh, I don't mean to double back on like fucking political news. It's kind of political next to entertainment. But did you guys hear that Macklemore song about Trump getting fired? Like he resurfaced after like 3 or 4 years, I think, or whatever. Anybody listen to that?
I want Bass to speak on it though.
I feel like you got something to say, Jay.
I do, but I want you to speak on it first.
I'm a little biased just because I tried to listen to one of Mac's albums and I fell asleep listening to it. So to me, I thought this was one of his best songs that I've heard so far to date. It is my favorite Macklemore song. I just like the topic he was talking about, and he was just like holding people to the fire, talking about how people care more about like animals and like the environment and like iron in their toothpaste versus like civil rights like things that are occurring. So I thought it was a good song.
I agree with some of your statements. I almost felt like it was pandering a little bit. Just because Macklemore, the last time he dropped anything that I could think of, I don't even know, honestly. Other than The Heist, you know, that that was good. That was a good album. But it wasn't better than Kendrick Lamar, but we're not going to get into that. Everybody in the internet knows, right? You know, Kendrick Lamar got robbed.
I mean, at least I'll give Macklemore credit. I wouldn't have did it, but like when he accepted the Grammy for it, he was like, I shouldn't have got this. Kendrick should have got it, which is right. You know, that takes a lot of maturity to say that, because I mean somebody like I consider myself pretty mature. I probably wouldn't have even said that shit. I probably would have said it like behind closed doors or whatever. But I'm not gonna get like the most prestigious award in my line of work and just say somebody else should have got that shit. Fuck it, I deserve it.
But he peaked, though. He's done. I don't think Macklemore is coming back. Like, and Kendrick still kept putting out music and whatnot. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter.
Did he lie?
He didn't. You're right. He didn't. Word. He lied.
Kendrick is about due for like a new musical offering too. So I'm pretty sure he's going to surface sometime.
It's like someone hand sewing sneakers and another person Nike ID. You know which one better. You know.
Yeah.
This is true.
But I respect what he did to call Trump out and, kind of put it on white liberals or, certain people, some white people out there to kind of speak up and say something. I did like that message. I just felt like it was pandering. That's all I'm saying.
It was.
You feel like he should have did that before the election?
Oh, yeah. He waited till afterwards. If you got something to say, say it. Mr. Where's he from again?
Yeah, because he's been gone for like
Seattle.
Yeah.
Seattle, right? Yeah. Mr. Seattle, man. Say something. Don't Portland got beef? That's all I'm saying. That. You know what I mean? It is what it is. There's more reason to have beef. It is.
Attention, the streets of Portland. If you have beef with Seattle, please let us know. We don't know. Thank you.
We don't know.
Yeah, man. You gotta keep that shit under control. Speaking about control. There's like cocaine hippos out in Colombia, isn't it? Like from. Time. Huh? You know what?
This is the funniest shit I've ever read in my entire life.
It's like
full disclosure. When I looked at that title article, I was like, "Oh wow, weird."
I know what you thought, and then when I read it, I started busting out loud.
Yeah.
It's like it's legit. Like there's no like this is a real thing. Apparently, Pablo Escobar. I mean, if you don't know who he is, you need to do your Googles and shit. But he. I mean, in addition to being a murderous fucking drug lord, he also loved animals. So he like imported some hippos into Colombia. And then when they shot him or whatever, I think the hippos survived and started, breeding and all that shit. So now there's like cocaine infused hippos endangering the Colombian ecosystem. Right, Cash?
So he had like a full zoo. So then when they came in, they took all the other animals, 4 hippos got out. This was in 1993.
Yeah, he was killed in 93.
So 4 of them got out, and they're like repopulating and wreaking havoc on the whole marshlands in that area. And like they're like feces and all that stuff is very bad for the environment. And if you know anything about hippos, they're super territorial and aggressive too. So like you don't want them things roaming around like that.
Yeah. You don't gotta kill them though.
You gonna pick up a hip? You
gonna... You could drug them and move them. You don't gotta drug them. I view hippos as due to the game Hungry Hubby Hippos. I have an affinity towards hippos. I don't view them as dangerous, but they will kill you. But I don't view them as such.
They'll snap an alligator in half. They have a lot of bite per pound pressure, whatever you call it. But
I guess from Madagascar and from Hungry Harvey Hippos, they've sort of like made the hippo sort of friendly, which will get you killed. So as a PSA, do not approach a hippo. They do not care about your intentions. They will kill you.
You gotta be careful with these motherfucking hippos out here. But I used to love Hungry Harvey Hippos as well as a kid, Cash. So I agree with your nostalgic reference there. Shoot your shot or don't shoot your shot when it comes to these hippos. But there's also, that kind of makes me think about what Meek Mill said, I think last week. I'm kind of, jumping all over the place here, but he said something to the effect of, if she tell you, I got a man, keep shooting your shot. faithful girls don't reply, which, you know, I mean, it kind of makes you a scumbag, but that's not, it's not wrong what he's saying, right? Like persistence, like a lot of very successful relationships stem from somebody, you know, stepping out on someone else and being unfaithful, and then they move along happily ever after. You know what I mean? I never want to be involved in, you know, no type of shit like that, but, you know, there is some truth to it. Ain't that right?
We find you. I think Jay has something to say.
Me? Oh, I was just going to, you know what? Because Meek Mill is a funny guy, so what, yeah. I was going to...
He do a lot of weird shit, that fucking Twitter finger motherfucker.
I wanted just to read some of the comments that I liked from this post. That's all I wanted to do. I only got three of them. The simplest one, I'll start with that. No means no. This is, you know, we got to start with that one.
Consent is consent.
Right. This is the obvious.
Yeah, you don't want to be a creeper out here. You know what I mean? Like just continuously hitting, sliding in DMs and all that type of shit. You know what I mean? Let the game come to you. Your DMs,
exactly. Right? So the second one I like, it says, "Thanks, Meek. Now our homeboys are after me." So, you know, getting people jammed up. That's nothing new for Meek Mill. And then the last one, and that's why Meek Mill is a walking, talking L. And this is true.
It's true.
This is true. He's been taking a lot of L's since I don't know when. I don't know when it started. I just remember that whole.
It's crazy because he's talented too. Yeah.
So and
he just does a lot of
drugs.
He
says it was the drugs. He was on drugs.
Well, that second album, that's when he started.
Percocet, yeah, a lot of Percocet.
Yeah, he was on Percs. Oh, Percocet. And then he started looking at Drake. Why everybody like Drake better than me? You know, he's not even rapping like he's supposed to be rapping.
He was supposed to. He didn't even promote my album. What the fuck? You a grown ass man, dog? Like, what the fuck you got to promote your album for? Stop being a bitch.
Well, that's when he came out Wale, man.
Yeah. No, he is talented. It's just, you know, the last thing I heard from him was that Justin Timberlake collab that he had, and I thought that was all right. That's the last Meek song, but I don't know if anything's come out after that. So, but
yeah, he can make a song.
He's like Mathis Bleek.
Yeah. No, I don't do that.
He's
Jay-Z man to him. Who's Jay-Z for him? Rick Ross?
Yeah.
Whoa.
He said he was like Memphis Bleek. I got it. Come on.
That's his.
Don't co-sign that bass. Don't co-sign that.
That's his, like, whatever you call it. Like his big bro. Yeah.
Well, there you go. You heard it first.
Like the comment though. Like going back to the comment. Like it's like you don't want to agree with it because it's him. But it's like, yeah, it kind of makes sense. But at the same time, you're like poking at something. And if it has a weak foundation, it will fall apart. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not wrong. Just because he's not
courteous
wrong.
And you responding, that don't make you a hoe or loose or.
This is what I say all the time. It's like relationships, like when it comes to, you know, like these sorts of things, like it's very amoral. You know what I mean? It's not. I mean, you know, you get into the realm of immoral and just be out here doing people all types of dirty and all that stuff. But the people want what they want. You know what I mean? And to Meek's point, I wouldn't do it. I don't condone it. But she not gonna reply if she happy. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. Like a guy, you know, I think French Montana said it. Like happy hoes ain't hate, and hating hoes ain't happy, or some shit like that. Right? What's up? What's up, Kev?
Scotty Pippen wife.
What's up?
So I guess just to put like an unfortunate spin on this whole thing, I don't know if you got a chance to look at that link I sent about that woman in Harlem. When she went to the liquor store, they told her then they tried to bite her eye out. So apparently she went to the liquor store to buy a bottle of wine after work, and then some guys tried to buy it for her, and she said, no, it's okay, no. I got it. So then they followed her out the store, started to kick her, beat her, tried to bite one dude, bit her, almost gouged out her eye. So I almost feel like women, not
that
to
shit piss me them, off, man.
Have to not entertain, but just to be like, hey, I'm not, because some dudes are like that. Like,
some dudes, there's some crazy motherfuckers out here. That's right.
Ego gets hurt.
Yeah, so just because, you know, you approach a woman and she says hi, that's not an invitation.
It's not an invitation.
Anything, that just means that she's socially proper and she knows, okay. And then also just keep in mind that just because, like, you don't know what that person been through. Like, I never, and that's just another thing too. I'm on Phoebe's wagon. Fuck Harlem. You don't do that shit.
Yeah, fucking drink. Again, fucking Harlem. Right. I'm fucking Harlem. I feel vindicated. fucking Harlem. Get your shit. But you know what? They, I think I saw some rallying out there in Harlem, like in front of.
Oh, no, no, no. They're going to die. That's not an issue. Those gentlemen are dead.
I gotta give them credit too. It's like, all right, they trying to, even though the motherfuckers are from Harlem, Harlem is like sticking up for this woman, and I appreciate that shit.
I don't want to speak on things, but those gentlemen and people that they're not from Harlem.
Oh, they're not.
Okay. Well, I don't want to say where they're from. But they're not.
Staten Island. Staten
Island. From Brooklyn.
They're outside. Yeah, apparently that was the wrong girl to do that to. And it's been the second time that gentleman has done that to a female outside of that liquor store. So yeah, that
piece of shit, burn in hell, you fucking low. Like I think like he needs a whole nother adjective for him or something like that. I can't even put him in a low life. Like die slow, motherfucker. Like
right. You can't even do that
shit. Okay. That shit infuriates me, dog. I got a mom, I got a sister, I got a girlfriend. You know what I mean? A lot of females in my life. So when I hear shit like that, that's not cool at all. At all, man. You got to control yourself. No means no. Fuck off means fuck off. And like I said, you know, you got to let the, when it come, if you out there on the prowl and shit, like you got to let the game come to you. You know what I mean? Like, you know, there's feelers
except
out there.
Except when you're in Brooklyn. You're if you see right her, you'll never see her again. So you better act up. These smaller towns, that girl gonna swing around 4 or 5 more times. In Brooklyn, there's millions of people. You will never see that lovely young lady again. So you better know what time it is. Thank you.
Speak now, forever hold your peace. The one that got away.
That song is fire. No bullshit. That song's fucking fire. That Katy Perry song? Yeah.
Oh, that's the song?
Yeah.
Katy Perry's
got away. She in a fucking old school car. I think she's driving away from the dude from The Crying Show on NBC. I forget the fuck it's called. They be on The Crying all the time. Mandy Moore's in it. This is us. Yes, thank you. Thank you, J.E. I could be mixing up leading actors, but whatever. Great fucking song.
Katy Perry on your listen list.
Jay. Oh, me?
No, Jay.
No.
Katy Perry.
Me? Yeah, I got Katy Perry. Why? You don't? You don't listen to Dark Horse? You don't listen to none of the jams, y'all? She got bangers. Get out of here.
Did she have a kid recently or something like that, or no? Am I making that up?
I think so. Yeah, you're right. I think she did.
Gym class hero guy? I think that was a while ago, right?
Gym class nurse. I don't know who she's with, but you know, I think she did. She just had a child. I like Katie. Shout out to Katy Perry.
I think she had a kid with Legolas. You know, the dude from Lord of the Rings 3, one of the greatest films ever made. I don't know. His name was Orlando or something, but I know he was Legolas in the Lord.
Oh, Orlando Bloom, that guy.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Respect.
Yeah. So shout out to the union. I didn't know that. I didn't know he seated her, but you know, shout out to them. That's good stuff.
He gotta breed them.
Seed them and breed them. Seed them and breed them. 2021, baby. Woo! All right. Do we wanna talk about our clashy humans and low lives of the week? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
All right. So the first one is Charleston White. Anyone care to go into details about this one? Because I don't. Go ahead, Cash.
Charleston White is a gentleman from Fort Worth, Texas, who was a reformed criminal going around trying to save at-risk youth from falling into the same, I guess, circumstances that he went into. I'm not sure why someone put a camera in front of this guy's face, but you know, people of an older generation don't give a fuck and they just say whatever. Mm. So they just asked him a question about, I guess some guy made a song called Corvette, Corvette, and he's a snitch, and Lil Uzi Vert was on his song, so Uzi Vert was like, yeah, take me off your song. And he was like, that boy, when he was 13, he saw a murder and his mom told him to come to the precinct with me and say what he said. Like, how are the streets going to tell a 13-year-old boy not to go against his own mother? Like, then he started using very expletives that I won't, you know, go in too deep on. But basically saying the streets are garbage and the people there don't really have no morals. Like, he was a 13-year-old kid. You're going to do what your mom says. Like, you can't write him off and prevent him from making money now for doing what any 13-year-old boy would do. And then also, he made up the point where people shouldn't speak against him because the game still has a pending sex charge case when he touched up some little girl. And I was like, oh, shit, this is like Harold Burroughs all over again. aside from his nonsensical ramblings and whatever have you, I think he does good things in the community for which he serves and lives in. So I just want to give him a shout out for that.
That's what's up. Shout out to you, Mr. White. Keep doing good out there. Moving right along. So I had an entry this week as well for Classy Humor of the Week, and it's the late great Hank Aaron. He passed away earlier this week. Baseball legend. I think he's a Georgia native as well. But home run king for a while. I think he's the first guy who had surpassed Babe Ruth. I think he still has a lot of like unbroken records in baseball now. But also, you know, a very prominent civil rights activist. So, you know, when one of our greats pass on, you know, you got to give respect to the man. So rest in peace, Hank Aaron, and thank you for everything that you did for the cause and for the people. What's up, Cash?
So I don't know if it's true. I don't know if you guys heard this. Apparently he was getting like the amount of hate mail he was getting during his home run chase to beat Babe Ruth. They're saying it was possibly in the millions of pieces of individual mail, people mailing him to tell him that they hate him for trying to break the record. So
the fact that he did that was, racism shit.
Right. So the fact that he did that with class, like, and didn't, you know, you never heard about Hank Aaron running into the stands and beating people with bats, even though he would have been fully justified. He never did it. He just went about his business, broke the record, did what he had to do. So I just want to, you know, there's good role models out there. If you look, he was a good, peaceful dude. Retired, never really. I think he mentored. I think he's even Barry Bonds. He's not Barry Bonds. That's Willie Mays. But he's a good dude. So I think, like Fee was saying, rest in peace. You know, he's a good guy.
Amen to that. Amen to that. Who else we had? Eugene Goodman for the second week in a row. He's the hero capital officer. I think he served in the Marines as well, who famously led the Trump protesters away from the Senate. He had got a promotion. I forget what his new title is, but he had the honors of escorting the VP out during the inauguration. My man had the drip on too. He had like this dope ass tan pea coat, and he had the fucking Gucci.
Should have been Circa 86. Scarf.
I'm not mad at him. That's a fact. You hear that bass? In the future, yeah. Man. Future goal. You heard? But my man had the drip too. Like he had the Gucci scarf and all that. So it's good to see that he's getting recognized properly, you know, for his contributions out there. So shout out to you, sir. You classy fucking human. You know what I mean? Always good to see. Always good to see. We got any other classy humans we want to talk about?
Kyrie Irving won last night. Shout out to you, my boy.
He's redeeming himself.
Yes, yes, yes.
I think I'll throw Dustin Poirier in there too, because I think everyone pretty much ruled him out. But he, like, I think the real reason why I want to put him as a classy human, because he, I mean, always knew about James Brown, obviously. What fucking person are you not to know who James Brown is? But like, he comes out to this song by James Brown, which is my, I'll give like an early streaming, early music pick for the week. It's called The Boss, right? And he come out, it's like, pay the cost to be the boss. Dun, 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 dun. That's my shit. And he always comes out to that. He took care of business last night. So once again, another mention from my man, Dustin Poirier. Yeah, I think you're a classy human. Keep doing your thing. Hope you win the lightweight title soon. We got anyone else before we move on to Hello Lives?
I would like to nominate Bass for Classy Human of the Week. Last week as a regular person, you know what I mean? Just want to nominate the journey and the career thus far. So
like, well, how am I getting this award? Accept it.
Excellence should be acknowledged.
Okay, yeah.
I'll take it. I won't be whatever you did, keep doing it. All right. I guess that brings us to our low lives. Cash, you want to take this one?
Sure. Yeah. So it was brought to my attention that a Kentucky Republican lawmaker by the name of Robert was accused of hog tying his wife with an Ethernet cable, strangling her and trying to kill her. So I'm just want to bring attention. That's fucked up, and you know you shouldn't do that.
What?
Yeah. There's really nothing to go into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
I don't.
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
That speaks for itself, right?
Yeah. You don't hide. Don't hog tie your spouse. Don't threaten to kill him. Just leave. People do it all the time. There's no need.
There you go.
You lock his ass up?
Yeah. He's been indicted on assault, so most likely probably either in jail or on bail. So more to come on that. I will keep abreast of this for the people.
Die slow, motherfucker. If you really did that shit, I think you did though. Die slow. Die slow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. And if it ever gets so tenuous when you're in a domicile with your spouse, please leave. It never
just goes. Walk away.
Just walk away.
Just walk away. Go for a ride. You know, get some coffee, something like that. I don't know. Drink a fucking old fashioned some shit. I don't know.
But that's not like a normal response to an argument. No. To hog tie somebody. Pull your Ethernet cable out the wall, first of all.
Yeah. And then he was thinking about that shit for a while. Like, right. You just don't improvise that type of shit. Yeah. No,
you don't. You don't do it. And yeah, it's just a matter of I felt bad for the guy because I don't think that, you know, hey, it is what it is. This isn't a recent thing, but just to bring attention to it.
I appreciate it, Cash.
Mm-hmm. Any other low lives we may have?
Oh, yes. The low life I have for my notes. I took notes like my other colleagues here. Deborah Birx, the former head of the coronavirus task force. She did an interview, I believe, last night, or it aired last night or this morning, where she says that there was alternate evidence that Donald Trump was presenting. So she would create graphs based on medical data. And then Donald Trump was presenting stuff that she knowingly knew was false out to the public. So I feel like she's complicit in the bullshit. She's the reason why now we can't out and we can't go about and enjoy ourselves. So I just wanted to give her low lives of the week. I think that's some foul shit.
Fuck you, Deborah, you heard?
Yeah, everybody now want to be like, oh, Trump was bad, but when he was actually bad, and all you had to do was during the press conference that this was lie. They're not telling the truth. You could have helped so much people, but instead you just sat there with your stupid ass scarves. That's all you were doing, lying to the people. That's all the fuck you were doing. So you laughed. That's all the fuck she was. What do you know Dr. Birx for? And then what do you know Dr. Birx for? Fucking scarves. Scarves are too big for her. Scarves covering the whole fucking shoulder. I don't know who need a scarf that big.
Yeah. The shawl.
That's that Lenny Kravitz shit, right?
Oh, that's a fucking rug. Man. That's a rug.
Oh, that's a blanket.
He had his blankie with him.
Yeah, poncho, whatever.
word. Yeah, sound like a low life to me. Shit.
Yeah.
Deborah, get it together or not?
She should take her license away. Then that's crazy. She's a physician, right?
Yeah.
It's doctor, right? Dr. Yeah, Deborah
Birx.
Yeah, they should probably take her license away then.
I'll report them. Someone let me know how to report them.
Whatever she's board certified.
You go to the board of the state and you report her.
Yeah, I don't know if she's board certified, though. That's probably easy to find. Yeah, you can find her name somewhere in the registry. Yeah.
No problem. I've done worse. Okay.
Lying to the people. That's terrible. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, he was served a parallel set of data. Like, she was like, yeah, I knew with the amount of cases going on, we would never get to phase three. So I'm like, you willingly let them go to phase three and knowing full well what the hell was going on? Like, lady, that's a crime. You're a criminal.
Facts.
So
you're going to jail.
Right. You let Fauci take all this heat from this dumbass man, and you just sitting there stupid ass looking with your stupid scarves and all this bullshit. No, man. No. You got to go to jail, buddy. How old are you? Fucking jail. 64 years old? Nah, she needs to go sit her ass in jail, man. She needs to fucking die behind bars. There's 400,000 fucking people dead from this shit, over a million people sat there.
Yeah, absolutely right, Cash.
You're a piece of shit. No.
Tell him, Cash. Tell him.
Fuck off.
All right, before we get to the quote of the week, let's cover off on our streaming and music picks. I'll get us started. So, like I said, my music pick is The Boss by James Brown. Check that out. Awesome workout music. Awesome music if you have to go walk out and whoop somebody's ass like Dustin Poirier. You know what I mean? So I highly recommend that. I don't have any actual shows to watch on Netflix or anything like that, but I'll show off my geek side for a minute. I'm a big fan of the Dragon Ball, franchise in general. But they just recently dropped. So for those who don't know, Japan has like their equivalent for comic books is called mangas. So like Dragon Ball Super, Dragon Ball originates from a manga, right? And right now they're going through like their Dragon Ball Super manga series, and they just dropped the recent chapter with a bunch of new revelations and shit. It's getting spicy, man. like it, I don't want to spoil it, but if you subscribe to Dragon Ball Super and only watch the anime, highly recommend you check out the manga as well. It's free. You can go to Viz Media and like read the most recent episodes, most recent entries for free. $2 a month if you want to check out the entire library. So highly recommend that you check that out for all the anime folks out there who may be listening.
Yeah.
Like that, like straight like that, straight like that. Anyone else want to go?
I'll go. Streaming rec. So streaming recommendations is BRS Cash Throat Baby Remix with Da Baby and the City Girls. Watch the video as
Throat
well.
Baby,
I wanna give them to you. Say a little bit. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not though. And then the second song that I have is Da Baby Masterpiece. Should go hard. You should check that out. Then lastly, for the ladies, R&B is by artist called Vito. The song is called You Got It. So you should check that out as well. Nice R&B. Nice on R&B. To give you a little mix of the righteousness and ratchetness on this Sunday.
Well, Cash, what do you think? Appreciate that, Cash. It's all about balance. You heard?
Yes.
J.E. Bass.
All right, I'll go. So I'm going to start out with my streaming recommendation and... most recently, I've started streaming Atlanta, the series Atlanta with Donald Glover again. Yeah, I haven't watched it in a while, and my girl hasn't seen it at all, and we've been watching all the episodes. We just, like, pretty much done with season one. Man, that show is, like, really good.
Where are you watching it on?
Hulu.
Hulu?
Hulu.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's good. Me and my girl watched that, too. Shit.
There you go. Yeah, hey man, check it out. I'm telling you, I'm pretty sure you'll enjoy it as well. You probably know some of the locations as well too.
I may, you know.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm just saying. So that if you haven't seen the show, please check it out, Atlanta.
We'll do, man. Season three is probably pressure.
No problem. It's two seasons on there too, and they're like 20 something minutes an episode, so they're not long. Okay. Short episodes, so you'll get through it pretty quickly. As far as my music recommendations, I'm going to kind of throw it back a little bit of older artists. I'm going to go with Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes got a song out called Czar. Yo, the Czar remix with M.O.P., Mashout Posse, and another artist called CJ. Yo, the song is pretty good, man. If you haven't
heard
it.
Shout out M.O.P. They stole beef patties from the bakery where I grew up.
M.O.P.
That's right. You know, Annie Up. If you like Annie Up,
I love that song, man. That's on my workout playlist.
Annie Up, kid.
That's
it.
That's right. If you want your shit back, you gotta pay for that shit. That was Busta. Busta was on the remix to that shit
on
too.
The remix, yeah. Funny
enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so check that out, Czar remix, and I got like another one, Protege, reggae artist featuring Coffee, another reggae artist. It's called Switch It Up, and I throw that in there to, you know, give a little more cultural spin, a little no more world sound, because I like to listen to everything. So that's all I got.
Diversify your ears.
Protege. Right. Protege. Yeah, Protege is ours. Protoje.
Okay. I haven't been really streaming anything.
Understandably so. You have a lot of important things to worry about right now, sir. It's all right.
My music recommendation. It would be Big Dusty by Joey Badass. It's off his first album. Yeah.
I gotta check out Joey Badass. Everything, every time I've listened to him, like, I mean, he's not on my phone, but every time I've listened to him, it's been good. So I gotta check out some of his stuff. Thanks for that, Bass.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, those are our streaming and music picks for the week, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully that'll make our listeners' weeks a lot more interesting. I think now we can close out with our quote of the week, because this was a good one, man. And Cash, you say this all the time, and I kind of put it in here. The quote is, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. And I fucking love that shit, man. And I'll give my spin on it, and maybe Cash, you can, you know, give your spin on it, because you're the one that I put it in here from. But it's like, you know, you do stupid shit, you're going to get stupid results. That's what I equate it to mean. You know what I mean? You're out here. Like how Cash was saying before, y'all here without a goddamn mask, you're gonna get corona. You know what I mean? Y'all here shooting your shot in women's DMs that may be spoken for already. They brothers might come do something to you. The boyfriend might come pistol whip you. You know what I'm saying? You play stupid games, you're gonna win stupid prizes out this bitch. So, you know, you gotta, you know, yo, keep shit up above the belt. You know what I mean? What you put into this universe is what you get out of it. That's what my mom told me. So that's what that reminds me of. But yeah, that's all I got on it. Cash?
Yeah, no, you said it very eloquently. Just be smart out here, you know what I mean? Don't do stupid stuff and expect miracles. What you get in is what you put in, so deal with that.
Facts. All right, then. Yeah, this is a quick one, guys, but, you know, this will make it a lot easier for our editing team. So I think they'll appreciate that. But, yeah, man, that's all we got for you guys this week. Hope you enjoyed it. You know, keep your head on a swivel out there. And what's up, Jay? Or you just throwing up the one side? Yeah, what's up?
Nah. One quick thing. I was going to say to stay tuned because we're coming up on Everything and Nothing. Well, Chris and Charlie, so...
Hours
to the highlight show. I was just shouting it out.
The third hour.
We on 3 hours. Third hour.
So you get you getting 3 hours. You getting about 3 hours of us this upcoming week. So you know, be grateful. No, I'm joking. Let's hope you check us out. Thanks for the reminder, Jay. I forgot all about that, man. But those are cool dudes. You know what I mean? It was a good interview. Had a good time on that shit.
Yeah, shout out to Chris and Charlie.
You guys like it.
Shout out to Subway.
Alaska,
the wonderful state of Alaska, absolutely. Well, hope you guys enjoy that. Any other closing remarks from the rest of the group?
Pop Smoke, Make It Rain featuring Rowdy Rebel.
There you go. Brooklyn forever, baby. But all right, guys, this is the High Life Show. We are the High and Low Lives. Until next time, be great, be powerful, be blessed, and we are out of here.
Peace. Peace.